Hey, this is Fish and Frank, and we've got a fishing report coming up with Captain Dale. Just as exciting as a day can get. All right, shut up, Frank. Quit playing guitar. All right, Captain Kale, how you doing out there, buddy?
Hey, pretty good.
So what's been going on in the wide world of sports?
Well, we've been out fishing today. Man, was it hot today. Wow.
Yeah?
Some good saviors. We had a good breeze to kind of keep it all from melting into one big ugly puddle at the bottom of the boat.
Really?
But, yeah, we started out doing some mangrove fishing first thing in the morning while the tide was sneaking out. Got a couple redfish and pretty much lost our tide the spot that we were fishing, so then we headed down to Cape Hayes for some sharks.
How'd that go?
Pretty good. We got a couple sharks. A few of your prerequisite catfish mixed in with them. A lot of Spanish mackerel out there. They really didn't seem to want to hit anything that we threw at them. We threw live bait. We threw the storm twitch stick. They were just more focused on going after the bait that was already out there. A whole lot of juvenile value.
Really?
They're coming in on the incoming side, and they were just more than happy to pick those guys off, but wouldn't touch anything we threw at them.
I'll be darned. That's weird.
But we did get some bonnet heads and some sharp-nosed sharks on the white tackle, which is always fun.
Now, here you're out there riding along, and you made a discovery. You found a new structure.
Yeah, a big old refrigerator floating around out there. I got a really good feeling that there was a boat driving really slow ahead of us. I really think they probably dropped it in the water because there was nothing growing on it, and there wasn't a drop of water inside it.
And there was nothing else inside of it. You did look inside, right?
Yeah, the doors weren't on it, thank God, and that's what the sheriff's office asked, too. Don't worry, guys, there's no dead bodies in there. It's just a refrigerator.
Yeah, the first thing everybody looks is, okay, what's in it that they're dumping it out there? So.
Yeah, but, you know, the first thought was, you know, the safest thing to do is sink it and mark it. But it would not sink.
Really?
Yeah, too much foam on the insides to even let it sink.
You know, I think they were trying to make their own little reef and thought, well, throw a refrigerator down there, and forgetting that nowadays they blow all that expansion foam all the way around it.
Right, right.
And there's not much metal in them. Years ago, it was a lot of metal and a little bit of insulation. Now it's a lot of insulation and a little tiny bit of metal.
Yeah, but all the copper tubing was, of course, taken off of it, and anything, you know, worth any value stripped out of it. But kind of the fun part was, you know, I figured might as well call FWC, and FWC doesn't handle those kind of things. And FWC wanted to kick me over to code enforcement. And then when I informed her that code enforcement doesn't have a boat, they decided that the sheriff's office was the next best bet.
So, basically, no help at all.
No, not at all.
Could really
not
care less. So,
it would probably been easier just to pull it up on the front of the skiff and cart it home.
Well, you know, pull it up, drag it up on a sandbar somewhere.
But, they did dispatch a sheriff out there to drive around and see if he could find it. And I don't know if it was quite in Charlotte County then, but by the time he gets out there, it should be in Charlotte County.
Yeah, it's amazing how people, they keep thinking, we'll throw a refrigerator or this or that out there, but they never think to how they're built. Because 30 years ago, when people would do that, it was old refrigerators, and there was a lot of metal in them.
Yep.
You know, they were heavy. Nowadays, they're not. They're just nothing to them.
Nowadays, stick to stoves.
Yeah, stick to a stove. washing machine, stove, something that doesn't have any foam in it. So
yeah, but I figured, you know, we got to do something about it, because if anybody's running that harbor and not paying attention, running at night, that thing will go right through your hull.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't make a small hole.
No, good thing you did. But let's get back to the fishing for a minute. Now that you've found your refrigerator and you've fulfilled your weird quota of the day, where would you say the middle of the harbor is some pretty good fishing right now?
We were like right on top of Cape Hayes Reef. There's a whole lot.
What's that? Gail, I think I lost him. All right, well, anyway, we'll try and reach Captain Kale back again and go from there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
All right, there we go. Much better.
Okay, so anyway, you're at Cape Hayes Reef.
Yeah, we're at Cape Hayes Reef. A whole lot of stuff going on there, so I think that's the place to be. The other place I might try is the Upper Harbor near the 41 Bridge. A lot of birds diving. A lot of bait fish out there. The middle seems like a ghost town right now.
I'll be doing. So one extreme, the other, all the way out through the straits, getting closer to Boca, or all the way back up by the bridge.
Yeah. Lots and lots of bait up by the 41 Bridge.
Well, that's always a good sign. Usually means there's a lot of fish going to come up after that.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of the smaller white birds picking at the surface, which is usually a sign of something feeding on the bait fish. They're diving down to pick up the chunks. So my guess would probably be small sharks and Spanish mackerel.
You know, there's still a lot of fun. Some of the better eating out there.
Yeah, definitely.
So did you take any time to look for redfish today?
We did. We stopped up inside the barge canal and got a couple redfish in there real quick. Good slot-sized redfish. Wasn't a whole lot going in the barge canal. The barge canal can be kind of tricky on an outgoing tide, which is what we were working. The problem was we had probably a 10-mile-an-hour incoming wind, which forces that water right across the mouth of the barge canal, and then that water can't flow out. Mm-hmm. And you'll watch that tide inside the barge canal shut right off on you, even though you know you're in the middle of an outgoing tide.
Well, outgoing tide and barge canal are not two things I usually do in the same sentence. If I've got an outgoing tide, I am already out of the barge canal.
Well, I can spend a few minutes in there longer than everybody else, so yeah. I usually don't worry about it. I've only had to get out and push there once.
Yeah, well, your boat runs pretty darn skinny, so...
Yep.
You know, me, I'm a little more heir to the caution. My back isn't what it used to be for pushing. So, anyway, so up by the 41 Bridge, any good ideas for as far as lures or bait, small spoons, jigs?
I think I would get out there and throttle or troll a gold spur, a silver spoon. I think that's probably going to be your best bet.
So... I'm thinking, because if the birds are eating, it's got to be smaller bait, so I would say quarter ounce or something like a Castmaster, something skinny.
Yeah, there's been a lot of glass minnows in there and a lot of big thread fins.
Okay. Well, anything else you want to talk about, people? Hearing anything cool going on?
No, not really. It's been pretty much par for the course for me, which is what I like.
Okay, now, par for the course means the fishing's good and everything's going well. I'm assuming that's what that meant.
Yep, exactly. Nothing's broken, everything's running, the fish are biting, I'm happy.
It makes perfect sense to me. I'm getting it now. Okay, so, yeah, well, I guess I'll let you go. I just wanted to kind of touch base. We're getting back on with radio fishing again. I had to take a little bit of a hiatus, but...
Good, it's been a while.
Yeah, so we're back up and going, and we'll be talking to you on a regular basis now.
Alrighty, thank you much.
All right, well, this is Fish and Frank here in the chair, and that's Captain Kale on the telephone. So You know, we appreciate you guys tuning in, and we'll be back with Captain Kale on a regular basis, getting more fishing reports, updates, and what's going on here in Charlotte Harbor. So we'll catch all you guys later. Thanks, Captain.